I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the milestone birthday the NBA refuses to acknowledge. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
Washington, D.C. will host a World Series for the first time since 1933, when the Senators played the New York Giants. And the Nationals are looking pretty good heading to their first fall classic, don't you think?
Yes, and I'm revolted by the very concept, because you just know that the World Series is going to be plagued by beltway phonies and leapers upon the bandwagon of both parties. Washington's had two tries at a baseball team. It's failed both times. The Expos should have just kept right going and been in Havana, but that's a painful period of my life I don't like to discuss. So I am rooting for anybody who plays the Nationals, and I'm rooting for a four-game sweep, and I'm rooting for a whole bunch of people who learned about baseball 15 minutes ago to have their hearts broken. I'm just a curmudgeon on this one. I'm sorry.
You really are. Well, speaking of shark suits, the Nationals have a secret weapon, and it's this. It all started back in June. Reserve outfielder Gerardo Parra was in a slump. He thought a new walk-up song would help. He says he tried merengue, he tried hip-hop, but he settled on Baby Shark because it was his two-year-old daughter's favorite, and it's kind of become a thing, right?
Well, good for his daughter, you know? I mean, but by the end of the World Series, especially if it goes seven games, we're all going to be cursing the Disney radio channel. We really are.
Well, four teams have never made the Stanley Cup Finals. Four teams have never made the Super Bowl. Six teams have never made the NBA Finals. But there's just one team that has never made it to the World Series. And that team is...
the Seattle Mariners, who have had several great seasons and certainly have had enough talent to go to the World Series, but they just haven't been able to make it. They've only been in the playoffs four times.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a landmark you don't want on your franchise.
To be the last team standing. That's right. Just sad.
Yes. And you know that the first time they get there, they're going out in four games. I mean, you absolutely know that. That's the biggest lock of all.
Charlie, 6,776 home runs were hit in the 2019 regular season. I did not misspeak. 6,776. And experts, including you, were convinced that the ball was juiced. But through last Sunday, home runs were down 50% in the postseason. So can we now say the ball has been unjuiced?
Well, something's happening for sure. I mean, it's not the weather. The weather's been more than fine. And it's certainly not the teams. The Yankees are still the same deadly lineup they were all year. It's got to be the ball. I mean, it just has to be.
Well, Major League Baseball, of course, insists this is all hooey. They say the postseason baseballs are taken from the same stock as the regular season balls, and the only difference is the postseason stamp. What did they do? Use lead ink?
I don't know what that's even supposed to mean. But the thing is that analytics is the way we are proving that the people in Major League Baseball are lying their hindquarters off. Because Mike Schilt, the manager of the Cardinals, said his team's analytics department said the ball's carrying 4.5 feet shorter than it did during the regular season. And that really is the difference between a home run or an extra base hit and an out.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has spoken, Charlie, and you'll be happy to hear that there is absolutely no evidence of NFL teams tanking for draft picks. Do you think the commissioner has tuned into a Dolphins game yet this season?
It's really kind of sad for the Dolphins because the commissioner is implying that they just really stink. And that no matter how hard they try, they're just not an NFL team this year. Wouldn't you rather have the reputation of actually doing something to get your team better than to have the commissioner say, I'm sorry, there's no evidence that these guys are anything but completely incompetent?
London's Wembley Stadium seats 90,000 people, and the English Football Association has confirmed that next month's friendly between England and Germany has been completely sold out. What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, it's a women's game. I mean, that's what the big deal is, and it's really quite something. And Wembley, of course, is an iconic ground, so it's even more significant that the women's team sold it out.
The previous attendance record for the Lionesses, which is what England calls their women's team, was 45,619.
So this would be more then.
This would be more, right.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, women's soccer only growing in the U.S.,
that's
nowhere
right.
else.
No place else, exactly.
And finally, Charlie, Lee Ann Walker played her last full season on the LPGA Tour in 2008. She returned to competition and promptly set what might be a world record, but not the good kind, right?
Yeah. In the interim, the rule was changed where you can't have your caddy stand behind you when you putt. And apparently this was quite a regular occurrence back in the day, which isn't that long ago, by the way. And so she had her caddy and then discovered that it was not legal anymore and had to call penalties. And she had to add 42 penalty shots to a round, which in the first round means she shot a 127, with which I can sympathize completely, by the way. Although she didn't, the great thing is, when I shoot a 127, I have to swing the club 127 times. She didn't have to do that.
Good for her.
So it's exactly, she found a way to shoot 127 without exhausting herself.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.
Make sure you never miss Charlie Pierce cracking a joke or yelling
sports
by subscribing to the Only a Game podcast on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.